Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
To the weekly wrap-up show.
Finally.
How about that name?
First time you get to say it and you fuck it up.
Well, listen, I'm so blown away. I mean, we had to rescue Colton from supersetting in the Clem gym. Welcome, Colton.
In the gym? What are you talking about?
I mean, you're working out now, looking good, coming back to the Bubba Radio Network. It's a new year. You're joining the weekly wrap-up show that you think was your idea.
Listen... Okay. Keep going.
You okay over there, buddy?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're ready. Well, 813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BUBBA. We will take your call. PayPal, Venmo, all at the Bubba Army. I'm not even going to promote the Cash App. If you really want to give it there, it's at the Bubba Army also. Colton, welcome to the weekly wrap-up show, our first show of actually on a Friday.
I told you, I can make Fridays. I'm here. I made it. I mean, you and Rhett are busting my balls, but I made it.
Well, yes. Rhett and I did a Friday show once before when the former employee, Anna, was here, and I think she was at a wedding. And we actually kind of did this kind of show a couple months ago, Rhett, I believe. That's kind of a dry run.
Yeah, it was kind of a precursor to the midweek wrap-up show, which is now officially... the weekly wrap-up show.
And there's been a lot of things going on. I can tell just by the phone calls. I mean, listen, as a show, our midweek show would take a little bit of time to kind of drag into, maybe a couple people calling in. And now we've already got all phone lines packed, ready to go. It might be the Colton theory. I mean, him coming in might have just turned this whole show around.
Peddling whatever flim-flam operation he's got going on of late.
I mean, somehow he's got Fridays off now. He wants to come back and be a total superstar. Big E 7375, $20 super chat. Cheers to the first weekly after show. Thank you, Big E 7375. And obviously, Colton's joining our week. I mean, now, Colton, you're good. Going forward, right? This is not going to be just a one-week kind of thing?
No, I'm good going forward. I'm off on Fridays right now, so we're good.
For now?
Yeah, for now. I mean...
Can you put that in, like, your contract with your place and say, like, look, I can never work
again on
Fridays?
I don't have a contract with her. It's a small business. I'm lucky to get a paycheck.
You got to put it in writing. We need it on the record.
Yes,
we need it somewhere.
We need a signed contract because Rhett and I have been doing this, not just this show, but a sports show, which is now returning on Wednesdays. And Mike Thurman, 1999, Super Chat, The Filthy, and Lloyd Christmas. Lloyd Christmas is back. We have done this before with other co-hosts, and we've gotten our other co-host plunked because he said that he had to work during those times.
Motherfuckers, people got jobs, dude.
And well, this employee, this guy just all of a sudden seemed like he was able to do everything else but our show. Bama Boy 352, $10 on the rant. And Brian from Philly, $10 on the super chat. Thank you so much. What were you going to say, Rhett?
This guy in particular told us that, well, he just doesn't really have the time in his schedule to devote anymore. And if I remember correctly, this guy was here yesterday for like 2.5 hours live on Instagram in his Bruce Buffer-ass suit opening up sports cards. I mean, he's here now more than I think he ever has been on a weekly basis. They're talking about giving him 2, maybe 3 days a week.
Exactly. Listen, it's okay. We're used to being the rookie team. We're the Tarpons of the Yankees, okay? We totally understand.
A lot of our guys get called up.
Let's just shoot to the phone lines real quick. 702.
Love me, Rhett, Las Vegas Mario. I'm so glad you guys are on Fridays. I love it, boys. I love it.
What's up, Las Vegas Mario?
Hey, and you know what? We don't need Brian. We don't. We don't need that dude. You guys are doing an awesome job. We don't need him. Like, get out of here. He can go. He can be on the main show. Go break cards. Do whatever he needs to do. But I love you, too. Just wanted to say that. I love you, boys. I don't know Colton because I joined the Bubba Army a lot later. So, Colton, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mario.
Hope you're going to be there every week, like, you know, not like that other dude, but thank you, guys.
Thank you, Las Vegas Mario.
Yeah, Mario's a cool-ass guy. He was hiding in the bushes at Ronnie's wedding in Vegas.
Actually, Las Vegas Mario, did you hear that?
Rhett, I was not. Rhett, yeah. I was
no,
not.
No, you snuck in through, like, the catering section or some shit, right?
He was with the catering company.
Listen. Las Vegas Mario, do you hear our Las Vegas talk this week, right, with Bubba talking about having a boys' trip out there?
Yeah. I was the one that donated money. I want you guys all to come out, man.
Oh, I know. I think there's a lot of Bubba Army strong in Las Vegas, and I think that would be an amazing trip. And honestly, if we did kind of a meet and greet, I would love to meet Las Vegas Mario instead of waiting all the way till August.
You're my man. Love me. You know what? We did have our falling out, but I learned the ways, and I know how the Bubba Army works, and I love you, love me. And like I said, but I wasn't hunting. I did wear my Bubba Army shirt. Jonathan Blitt, like, really shunned me, but whatever. I did sneak into the wedding, but, you know, whatever. Okay.
You got mentioned on the Howard Stern wrap-up show. That's all that matters.
They cut me off. They cut me off, man.
That's
true. When I was telling them the stories.
Well, they get a little freaked out. We're good, though. So,
all right.
But thanks, Las Vegas Mario.
Everybody else called. Thank you, guys. Colton, yeah, you're a good dude. I don't know you, like I said, but I hope you're there on the show more. And Rhett, hey, how's the relationship going again?
It's good, man. It's strong and steady.
No worries. All right, bye.
All right. He's taking those freckled knocks around the farm.
Yeah.
561.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Dave Westbaum.
Hey, Dave Westbaum.
I haven't seen Colton on the show before, but I hope it all works out. I'm pulling for you guys. Real quick question, and not to bring up the whole Anna Blitz situation.
It's kind of the weekly wrap-up show, and I believe the whole week has been pretty much full of that with great parodies from the Dark Match, Steve.
So, I like the parody. So here's a question. So when Blitz first got let go, Anna was right there. I wonder what Blitz told Anna as to why he was leaving the show. I mean, there had to have been some, I mean, like I said, I guess it's not 100% that she knew, but what would he tell her? Or does anybody know what he told her?
That's a great question. I do not know. I've come up with my theory on what I feel like with the DJ Deck thing, and maybe I'm just wrong on that, but...
No, because I remember that, too, specifically when she was talking about her DJ Deck, Bubba asked her about it, and specifically she's like, I saved up my shekels. That was her line.
Yes, and I bought it myself.
Yep.
Thank you, Colton. Yes, so, and then it found out that Blitz bought it for her birthday, I guess. So, if you want to take two things right there and kind of wonder, why would she not admit, because that was before anyone knew what Blitz was doing, why would she say that she saved up her money for it? Why not say, my boyfriend bought me it?
Exactly.
So what did Blitz tell her when about the firing?
If my significant other and I'm working at the same place and he all of a sudden gets let go and not working there any longer, I'm going to want to know from him or her, you know, why, what happened? Why are you leaving the show? And so there had to have been some communication there, and Blitz can't be that good of a liar to come up with some that she bought that had nothing to do with stealing.
I have a theory. I don't know for sure. Now, I can only assume that he may have told her the same thing that he told me, because I don't think he was under the impression that people knew. Like, Lummy, I don't think he knew that you knew, right?
No, I don't think he knew Ashley was involved. No.
Right. At that point, I don't think he knew who knew what. So I remember him telling me basically like what Bubba said on the air. It just didn't work out. Looking to get paid more at another job, you know, different opportunities. It's just time, you know, all the old cliche stuff. So I would imagine maybe that's what he had said. But, you know, that was April of what, 23?
What, when he got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April of 23. Yeah. Never mind. Because I was thinking at that point they hadn't been dating that long, but they had. They had been dating
over a year,
like publicly over a year. So I guess that excuse is out the window. So never mind. That completely blows my theory up.
Dude, they were in cahoots. She knew. Come on.
I mean,
because he can't go. Oh, well, I've got another job, and then he's sitting home all day. And
dude, he's stealing more than he's making. Like, come on.
Okay. Well, there's Colton's opinion on that one.
Hey, you said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why she stayed. If she knew, I mean, I would be like, I'd be so damn embarrassed, and I couldn't look Bubba in the eye if my significant other did that and I was still working there. I'd be like, I gotta get out of here.
Well, that is honestly, in my opinion, like the $1 million question. All right, I mean, I guess someone in chat said the $240,000 question. Is like like why? Because she was as someone said in chat too, she was so judgmental and wanted to be in everyone else's business.
And she's asking questions about everything. You don't think she asked Blitz questions?
Oh, I do. I'm not going to be the one to say it. You're saying it for me. I appreciate
Colton's
it.
Coming back strong. Goddamn, Colton's coming back strong. And by the way, Dave, you should get into the repack that we're doing right after. We have a Ray Lewis autographed signature helmet and also a Brett Favre autographed football. Bubba did get that awesome painting from about Brett Favre.
Oh, it's not a painting.
A drawing.
Yeah,
an amazing drawing.
It's an ink pen. I mean, he even framed up the pen that he drew the picture in the the whole setup. It's dope.
Mike Thurman, $9.99. Those shower curtains were thrown away. So, yeah, you should jump into it, man. You might be able to win that Ray Lewis helmet. Magic Johnson basketball.
Check it out.
It's actually coming today at 12. You got to get in. It's a Bubba Army shop, Bubba Army store, BubbaArmyMerch.com. There's still a couple spots available, and, yes, there's no skunks. And thank you so much. And you know what? I'm glad the Orioles are playing pretty good this year for you.
They are. They're doing good. All right, talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Coming hot.
I'm not trying to. Speaking of coming
315,
hot,
315. Oh, we got to go.
No, I mean that's the value.
Great Longwood is on the phone.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Longwood. He'll understand. I mean, that's the value that Colton can bring to the show. He's an outside perspective. You know what I mean? He's been around. He knows the Bubba Army, but he hasn't been here. So I think it's just fresh. And he doesn't have to, you know, walk on eggshells. He was never really in that situation because he wasn't here day to day when that was, you know, knowledge.
Although I did work side by side with Blitz up until, you know, I think you got folded back in the fold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was back there behind the glass with Blitz day in and day out. And I would just hear some of the things he was saying and talking shit about everybody. It was just like, oh. But the fact that he would steal, that was beyond me.
Longwood, what's up, buddy?
Welcome back, Colton.
What's up, Longwood?
I'm feeling like we're back in Studio B right now, Colton, with Longwood.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. And it back in the back studio.
Probably will be soon.
It's great to see you back, bro, man. And another thing, it's great how much of an awesome friend you are to Tuttle, man. You don't get enough props for being the great guy that you really are. I mean, maybe you do, but, you know, I'm over here tugging on your nuts. So,
well, thank you.
I just want to say welcome back. Man, I don't know what's been different about the show this week, guys, but it's just been better.
Do you feel like
different?
It's
1,004 dumps?
I mean, do you think it's like a little lighter? Like people, it seems like Bubba's a little happier. Like he got a big gorilla off his back, or I mean, what do you think?
Oh man, it seems like there's a whole new vibe. There's energy there. It's not like, oh, I gotta look at this fucking Negator bitch all day, but listen to her chime in with some dumb shit. And I know the honest simps are gonna come after me. Fucking go fuck yourselves.
You talking about honest simps? Are you talking about you? Because I remember very well on her last show, you called in and you were like, "Hey, you got my balls in your purse."
I seen it on Facebook. Long was talking about she changed my mind. She won me over.
You're like, you know what? I got a lot of respect for you, and I love you, I'm so sorry.
I was asked to do that because fucking she felt like shit. The only reason I was a scumbag to her is because I fucking knew the whole time. A bunch of us knew, and that's what used to drive us crazy, that this bitch should be kissing Bubba's ass instead of being a fucking asshole to him.
Well, can I ask you something then, Longwood? Has your son changed his mind?
Huh?
Has your son changed his mind of being a fan?
Oh, no, but he was like, you guys were waiting for, he was like, you guys act like teenagers waiting for the next episode of Fortnite to come out on Monday morning when all this shit came out.
Yeah.
He thinks it's crazy.
Does he? How old's your son, like 15?
17. He's 17. Like, this is why he listens to Bubba all the time. I mean, he's like, the crap that this guy goes through is insane. I said, I know. It's like shit. I don't understand how the man gets put through so much shit.
Well, the crazy thing is I listened to the Take Bits kind of recap breakdown of Anna and his the co-host with the Blassie, the one-man posse. And they were breaking down. I listened to it yesterday. And the one guy... I'm sorry. One of their co-hosts. I think he's the guy that does the bands. And he was saying about how this is kind of like the Real Housewives reality show, but that shit's scripted.
He said it was like the Vanderpump.
The Vanderpump.
And that was some dude named JR, I think.
Yeah, and that stuff's scripted. And the fact of the matter is, this is real fucking life. I mean, literally, and I've said literally now twice, but Bubba's life is a reality show without the script.
Right. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know how he's held it together and like has not just been like and went ape shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, more power to him, man. You got to respect that he held it for a year and all that. But
longer, you got to go. Someone's calling on the worm line. It might be Bubba.
Do your thing. Do your thing. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and agree with Rhett that the asshole that used to be on the show there has a lot of excuses not to do the show with you guys.
Look at this guy just cutting the line. I thought it was Bubba for a second. I started getting a little nervous.
I don't have time to wait in line.
Babyface calling into the weekly
wrap-up show. That's why he's not here anymore.
I just wanted to defend myself. I enjoyed the sports show immensely with you guys. However, it was Wednesdays. I'm coming on the air on Thursdays. It was tough to get out. You know, an hour and a half in the middle of the day to go do that show. And I know Rhett made the point of I was there yesterday. We were only taping yesterday for 30 minutes, at 45 minutes. I was done by 10:40. This show is like, it's 10:50 already. You guys are going to go clear to probably 11:50. You guys are going to go another 45 minutes, an hour, easy. It's not that easy, Rhett, you know?
I understand. Come on, Rhett. Giving you a hard time.
I told Rhett, motherfuckers have real jobs.
My salary there at the BRN is pretty handsome. The $0.00 that I get paid to do what I do there.
Well, you'd love it.
I know it's not much, but...
Listen, you have something in common with Colton now. You both are getting paid 0.0.
I welcome back. First of all, that's what I should have. Welcome back, Colton. I'm glad to see you back on the show.
Thank you, babyface.
Yeah. Are you excited to be back?
I am. I'm excited to be back.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you?
I'm about a 9 right now. I'm excited to be back on the Friday wrap-up show. I'm excited to do a Thursday podcast with Tuttle. I'm excited to be back in the BRN fold. So thank you.
That's awesome. Well, it's good to have you back. I just want to say you guys are doing a great show and wish all of you all a good weekend. And just defend myself because I know Rhett sounded pretty bitter about that. Like so bitter that he wouldn't even say my name.
That's right. You're the unnamed person. I mean, you got replaced by Rhett's dog for a while there. So, but thank you.
I wanted to hear Colton's hot take on the whole.
We're getting there.
Situation.
Oh, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. We're getting there.
So, but that's the only reason I caught it because I was like, well, I'm gonna listen to Colton's hot take on it as an outsider. You know, somebody who hasn't been deep in there. So, hopefully, we get to hear it here in a minute. You guys take care. I won't hold you up anymore.
Thank you, babyface.
Have a good weekend, Brian. Thank you.
Slip and fall, personal injury. 844.
Ask one more call. Yeah, 239.
Hey, just in time, $20 snipe from Mike Thurman. So I believe that was going to.
Thank you, Mike Thurman, the man that let babyface wear that suit. 239?
Hey, this is Berto, man. I just wanted to tell you next level shit going on with bringing Colton back and Tuttle. That's what I'm talking about. Bubba doing this thing about taking the level up.
That's right, Berto Perez. And once again, thank you for my pop top hot.
No problem. My son was the one that, I'm not going to take no credit, he designed it because he likes watching. He's 14. He thinks Rhett's cool. He started doing one for Rhett. Then I started Rhett one for Seth. And little things like that. I'm trying to do one for Bubba, but it's hard as hell to do one for Bubba.
Why would that be?
Because he's got like that salt and pepper do.
Oh, I see.
With the beard, and you can't do it. Now I'm like, do I do one like Lummy that I tried my hardest. It's like, man, you guys don't do salt and pepper, do? And the lady's like, well, we don't get a lot of those. I said, well, I'm 42 and I have it, so why the heck you guys ain't doing it? And I was on the phone with the lady for almost 2 hours trying to do lemon.
Well, listen, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I had to keep it away from Walker because I didn't want him to destroy it. That thing's right on the shelf.
Actually, I have one, too. I have one in my room, too, man. If I show you guys my crazy Funko Pop collection, you would say I'm crazy.
Well, you actually love our you'll love our repacks today because we actually have a bunch of Funko Pops in that repack today. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird. I mean, there's a couple of different guys. I think LeBron's in there. But, yeah, I didn't even really know about the Funko Pops until...
I'm sitting over here saying, what the fuck's a Funko Pop?
You'll see.
Oh, you didn't see Lummy's right Funko?
Now. I'm sorry, I did not.
Yeah, good recap, host here.
Motherfucker, I listen on VAR. I don't watch. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Okay, you guys hit it.
Once again, some people got to work.
It's a figurine. It's a figurine.
I'm Googling it now. I'm Googling away.
Lummy.
But, no, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Berto.
No problem, man. I had auctions, and I got over maybe 300 Funko Pops right now. I'm putting online. I'm probably going to get rid of them.
Nice. Oh, you'll make your money
what's
back.
What's your rarest one or your most expensive one?
My most expensive one is a Dragon Ball Z one, Vegeta one. It's right now it's a number 10, and it goes for $10,000.
Whoa.
Oh, I've seen these things.
Yeah. Everyone's seen them.
Yeah.
I thought it was a kid's toy from McDonald's.
There's a bunch of them. If you can do the whole set of them, they've got McDonald's kids. I mean, it's a whole nother world, man. I just do it for side money because my wife says I have crazy, what you call it? Like, I love sports, and she's like, you like to spend money, so you better make money.
That's right, and you did on that $10,000 one.
Oh, yeah, I have it. She keeps it. When are you going to get rid of it? I'm like, man, I don't want to, and she's like, I got three kids, so when they decide to go to college, by the time they go to college, they could be their college fund.
Nice. Well, good job.
Like I was saying, you guys, next level shit, man. I hope you guys are like the ones I work on right now with the kids. My kids are 14 and 10, and they say they love this show.
Well I appreciate it, Berto. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Berto.
No problem, guys. You guys have a good one. Colton, welcome back, and have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, sir. You as well.
That's cool.
Now, Colton.
What's up?
There we go. So, like Babyface said, obviously a lot of things have gone down. We had Alex Stein on. We had Shannon Burke. I mean, I guess I could put you up with, I can't put you up with the great Shannon Burke or Alex Stein.
No.
But, I mean, now you're a co-host and our weekly wrap-up show, which we'll be doing, and it's going to be on the podcast this weekend. Obviously, we got to start up Monday, and one of the biggest things that happened, as everyone knows, is Anna resigned, and Bubba went into the whole Blitz story, and you being, I think you, how long did you work here, about 3-4 years?
Yeah, about that, I think so, yeah.
And you worked next to Blitz for a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Got to know him. You kind of sat where Rhett sits now, in the back. What was your reaction to kind of how Bubba laid it out, and what's your opinion on how everything went down?
Well, first off, I think it's the biggest piece of shit move in the world. Stealing from anybody, whether it's a dollar or $100,000 or in this case, $280,000. Huge piece of shit, first off, right?
Yes.
Secondly, I don't want to say I saw it coming because I don't see him stealing coming, but he would be back there talking shit. Like,
off the mic?
Off the mic, nonstop.
Do you have a example of what he did?
It was all day long. I mean, the mic was, because, you know, back there, the switch is on off. You control your own microphone back there.
Correct.
And he would just always have it off, and it would just be like, oh, you know, this fat piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. Talking shit about Bubba, or talking shit at the time when Seth was around, talking a lot of shit about Seth. He was just always talking shit, always negative. But that was kind of how he was on the air, too, right?
Well, he was known as a, you know, negative person. I mean, even back when Bubba wanted to bring me back, and it was up between me, you, SJL, piece of shit, and Bye Boy, and Bubba picked me, and he was negative about bringing me back. And so he was negative on the air about me, but you're saying that he said a lot of shit. But you never saw him stealing this much stuff.
No, I never saw him stealing. But there was times, as we know, I did a lot of things around here, meaning, you know, yard work, trash work, stuff like that, right? I have no problem doing shit like that. I do it now for the current company I work for.
Correct.
With that being said, I would offer to him and say, hey, Blitz, I know you got a lot on your plate. I can run to Sam's Club. I can run to Walmart. I can run wherever you need me to go. I got a Sam's Club card. I'll go to Sam's Club and get our paper towels in bulk. never once would he let me do it. I was not sure why. Well, now we know why.
Well,
right?
Yeah, no shit.
But at the time, I'm sitting here thinking, what the fuck, dude? You think I'm going to steal or something? Why won't you let me do it? No, it's because you're stealing, motherfucker. You know?
Oh, it's kind of the same thing when I used to ask for stuff for the goats, and it would be like, no, I'll just get you a gift card. Well, why can't I just get the money? I'll get you a gift card. Well, now you know why you wanted to get me a gift card. And how about my laptop? I mean, for the longest time, I asked for a new laptop. And, I mean, Anna came in with a brand new laptop, and I was doing the, editing. I was doing a bunch of different things.
Your laptop was so shitty, we did a bit about you smashing it on the air.
Exactly. I mean, put it this way. My laptop, I was at that point before Rhett came back here. And Colton, you remember, I was editing my own video for Let Me Investigate. I had to teach myself how to do the video on that laptop, along with all the audio. And I was like, hey, man, my computer's not capable of doing this shit. We don't have it in the budget. And then Anna rolls in, who didn't do any editing, and it had to make sure that she got she did the prep work. And she she did like a $2,500.
You're not blowing them.
Yeah, I bought a $2,500 Apple laptop, going like, hey, can I get that laptop? And I remember asked for speakers for my computer couldn't get it.
You should have amped up the ball play a little bit. I heard that's what he's into. But, I do think one of the most disheartening things was hearing, Bubba talk about antiquated equipment or even him complain about how stuff is out of date. But then at the same time, we'd hear about, we don't have the money for this. We can't afford to do this. You know, I'd love to fix this, but we just don't have the money for it. And
it's a huge slap in the face of the Bubba Army.
Right, because, again, we talked about it on the Wednesday show. You know, there started to come a point where after so many years, we're looking around at each other and we're starting to talk about raises. We're starting to talk about possible promotions. You know, just ultimately people getting paid more. And when you're dipping into the pool there that is supposed to go to everybody, it's like, fuck, dude. You're fucking over a lot more people than
just Bubba.
Then he's
taking money out of y'all's pockets, right? Because wasn't there an employee bonus program, whatever it was called at the time?
All the funds that would come together, and then we'd all split a percentage. But only two of the people in that percentage
was
getting it.
Yeah, but if all the money's not flowing into the pot and it's getting skimmed off the top, it doesn't come out the bottom end.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that there's four people in that pot. Me.
Well, there's
Rhett,
one at the top skimming.
Well, hold on. You got to hear this. Me, Rhett, Blitz, Anna, right? Two people were benefiting from that pot, and there were two people that weren't. And those two people are the ones doing this weekly wrap-up show right now, me and Rhett. So, yeah, Anna was still getting a bonus. Blitz was getting a bonus. Rhett and I were getting a bonus. But when 50% of the bonus is now going to only two people, you feel a little... You feel a little pissed.
Yeah, you're getting 50% of 50%.
Exactly. And now we have a Hall of Famer on the line, 407. They like to chime in.
What's up, guys?
Hello, Mike Bellagio. Peyton Travis.
Hey,
Lisa Two Fisted.
I'm still waiting on you to come meet me at Target for lunch, man.
I'm coming.
Yeah. What do you have to say about this? Well, we don't get to hear from the great Hall of Famer about this whole situation. He was very deep into it.
As you know, Lummi, for the months that we knew, when no one else did, we had to go to a baseball game and everybody's shaking hands with him, giving him gifts, and they love him, and none of them know he's a fucking thief, and to have to act like we didn't know, that was pretty tough.
Yeah, and I know deep down. You have given him, you're a Hall of Famer. And you have given a lot of the money to the Bubba Army and a lot of your time. And I know, Brian from Philly's pissed off about it.
Dude, it's a huge slap in the face to the Bubba Army.
Yeah, just the huge percentage of people that keep this business afloat every year. Legitimately, Bubba, he's never really dramatic about that aspect of it.
Well, another thing, guys, I don't think you guys even talked about, it's kind of been mentioned, what a shitty job he did. When he left, and the state he left the BRN in, how he rigged everything. He never really did his fucking job. He was getting paid all this money. He was stealing all this money. And every day the show was going offline because he wasn't doing his fucking job. He wouldn't do anything to fix anything. Everything Bubba asked him to add, he would never do it. He was a fucking piece of shit.
Well, we had to get the new computer, which now we have a brand new computer. And thank you to Big E7375, Xerxes 69, $9.99, Super Chat, marking out to Colton. But yeah, I mean, the Big E computer, how much has that helped, Rhett?
Oh, God. It's been awesome. I got to tell you, so processing power alone, when we were running the morning show on our old rig setup, we were probably using about anywhere from 40 to 50% of our CPU. Our usage was going towards streaming. And now with all of our five outputs, our processing is 10 to 14%. I mean, that thing is a monster. So yeah, thank you again to Big E. It has helped tremendously. And the last computer we had was impressive, but this thing is just, it's a beast.
It needed to be upgraded.
It did. It did. And, you know, talking about just the quality of work, I mean, what Macho Man was able to come in here and accomplish in the first 6 months, dude, was fucking ridiculous. It felt like
off the Macho.
It felt like 2 years worth of change.
Hold on. Macho was able to get Bubba off of CDs that he refused to get off of CDs because all he has to do is hit a button and it sends us the break. It has the music. It has everything in there. But, I mean, Bubba was back here like a magician with, like, all the CDs. I mean, Colton remembers. I mean, there's a stacks of CDs here where all the parodies, we had to burn those. We
Although,
had to do all
I mean,
this
some of
stuff.
That was partial Bubba. Bubba wasn't
but
open
he never
to
had the,
as
no,
much.
But he never had the opportunity to be able to just have it run off of Next Gen.
I just remember there was always like a reason it was broken or it couldn't work. But Greg L, $20 Canadian on the YouTube, on the Super Chat. Do me a solid on the repack, he said.
And Anna is a dry F. And yes, of course, Greg L, you know, big Buffalo fan. Of course, we can't do a solid, but I mean, it's all random. But I'll make sure that if we got to throw in something, you know, we'll see. But thank you, Greg Gale, for getting into the repack. But Creighton, I mean, you have been around. I mean, we've been through a lot of things from when Bubba's living in the back in the trailer, and you saw how he was struggling. And I forgot who told me this, but he's like, you know, for Blitz being Bubba, and I guess I'm really not trying to shit on Blitz, but even Colton, we moved him. Multiple times, Colton and I ourselves on a Saturday. On a Saturday when Bubba forgot about us and he's out, you know, throwing footballs at Tom Brady and fucking Deion
Sanders.
We're
fucking moving everything.
And we're like, and he comes back, he's like, guys, I just threw footballs with Tom Brady. And we just like lifted like fucking hundreds of pounds.
That's all right. It was better for the business.
I know, but it, you know, his, I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but I mean,
That was great, for real though. We did everything.
Long term win.
Yes, but we did it. But at that time, we did everything because we loved Bubba, and Colton and I were just like, you know, he bought us Chick-fil-A. You know, he was helping us move, but it was the coolest thing ever. But as a friend, like Blitz wasn't helping him move. You know, and seeing
Blitz is watching him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sitting a trailer out back while he's stealing from him.
Yeah, and that's even another thing that pisses me off. Whatever you feel about Bubba, I mean, the love that I have for him, I could never imagine seeing someone struggle and just be like, yeah, let me get the 20% off the top for myself.
Hey, Colton, let me ask. I didn't hear your 2 cents on this, and I haven't heard it brought up again very much, but I do have to ask. Did you hear about the Reagan details? One day they had the track? What was that all about?
Neil Malpazier, $9.99. Colton is the man. So, hold on, let me finish up. That's a point I have that in my notes here to get to with Colton. Creighton, Mike Bellagio, Leach's two-fisted. What else, do you have anything else for that on the Blitz?
Yeah, one last thing. Like talking about Blitz, but you know, from the very beginning, it was always talked about Does Anna know? Does Anna know? And in the very beginning, I wanted to believe she didn't. But ever since that day, once we did know, almost once a week, she would make a comment that would tell me that I don't know how she wouldn't know. Like, she would brag about how much she got off on getting free shit. And just she just would blurt out stuff that me told on her. So that's just my opinion. I'll let you guys go. Y'all can talk about it between yourselves. But
thank you, Creed and Travis, for the call.
All right, guys.
See ya. Now, Colton, on the Reagan deal, we didn't really get into it much because obviously myself, I wasn't there. What did you witness?
So, first off, we'll backtrack a little bit more. So, where this comes from is earlier this week, Bubba made a comment on the air, I believe it was on the main show, about how Colton said Blitz and Reagan was Anna's roommate at the time, hooked up at the track, right? Is that where this is coming from?
He didn't say they hooked up. That wasn't what was said.
No, that's
what
I'm asking.
He said that he was giving her rides on the four-wheeler. She was riding on the back with him, and they happened to sleep in the same tent overnight.
Oh, so Colton said that they slept in the same tent.
Colton said. I don't know if Colton said that.
No, that's because I texted, right, Rami?
Yes, that is what was said, is that Colton witnessed that they shared a tent.
Got it.
So,
it could have been two air mattresses. We don't know.
You're right. We don't know, because that's the thing. I didn't witness them having sex. I mean, what I witnessed was, she was up there that weekend. Let's just go a little bit back. She being Reagan, was up there that weekend, correct? Yes. Blitz was up there that weekend with his four-wheeler and his tent, correct? Yes. Okay. Anna was not up there that weekend. Anna's been up there before, but that particular weekend, she was not. So it was just Reagan and Blitz. I believe they came up there in one car together. Okay. Meaning Blitz brought Reagan up there with him. I don't know if they slept together. I don't know that. I know there was one tent, and they both slept in one tent. That is what I do know. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not here on this show drawing conclusions.
No,
I just
not
wanted
at
to
all.
I just wanted to present the data and see.
I mean,
what
Travis
you thought of the claims.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've briefly mentioned Rhett's girlfriend, or we can use Ashley here. Let me, if you and Ashley's roommate, I guess you're her roommate now, but in the past, or, you know, one of her friends or something like that, were to go away on a camping trip together, how would Ashley take that?
Well, I don't think that would even be in the question. Once again, I'm not trying to, it's going to sound bad, but me as a husband, boyfriend, whatever it is, I wouldn't go realistically anywhere with Ashley's roommate or boy or friend. That's just me.
I agree. Ashley
may not give a shit, but I just wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
I agree. But yeah, that's kind of where that came from. So will I say that they were? I don't know if they had sex. You know, I don't know that.
I mean, they might have been just friends.
Maybe so.
But. Maybe he went up there just to have fun.
Regardless, it's disrespectful as fuck, right? Disrespectful.
Yeah, Jurassic said that in the chat. And obviously, you guys were there with the Nashes, and Nashville is very fun. Rhett's been up there.
Captain Ron, I think, is in chat. He says he was there, too.
Oh, yeah. Captain Ron, all the Nashes. I wasn't going to drag everybody else in, but yeah,
well,
everybody was up
will.
There.
I mean, yeah, Ron, unstoppable.
So that's the thing. If you're going to bring... not bring her there, but I mean, you're kind of putting it in our face, dude. You're like,
we're all hanging out,
we're all having a good time, and you're bringing her to us, and then you're kind of, you got her on the back of your four-wheeler, talking about, yeah, we're both staying in my tent. I took it as if you're almost bragging that, you know, you have her up here with you, she's sleeping in your tent with you, she's on the back of your four-wheeler with you, of which she's sitting on a 4-inch four-wheeler lift that Bubba bought, and a backseat that Bubba bought, but whatever.
Now, was T-shirt Will there?
I don't know. I don't think
don't know.
So. I... couldn't tell you the last time I saw T-shirt Will at the track.
Oh, I mean, I can't really remember either. It's but yeah, Captain Ron, Ron Stoppable, one said correct on whatever we are talking about here. So I mean, you know, Captain Ron, yeah, you know, okay, you can take Captain Ron. I mean, in a court of public opinion and even in the court of law, Captain Ron sometimes does get a little tuned up there. And but listen, Captain Ron is a fucking awesome time to hang out with.
Yeah, he's the fucking man.
I mean, I love being up there. But Colin, I mean, as you said, you were just reporting what you saw, and it might have been Mike Thurman, 1999 super chat. Reagan squirted after John Forrest ran 3.93.
Must have been some crazy shit if John Forrest was running a 393 at Bubba Raceway Park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, there's no drag strip over there.
On a little dirt track. Let's go back to the phone real quick. That got me on that one. 610.
Yo, guys, it's Brian from Philly. What's happening?
Yo, what's up, Brian? Brian from Philly? Sorry on the bets there, buddy, but, you know.
Don't worry about it. Dude, I was wasted last night. I was just doing it for fun.
Oh, fuck. I should have taken advantage of that part then.
I know. Colton, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Brian? Good to hear from you.
You too, bud. Sorry I missed you after BARP there. I fell asleep in my hotel room.
Oh, you're good. BARP's a hell of a time.
I passed out. Yeah,
you're
was.
So good.
Yeah, you're partying. It's all good.
Yeah, well, I just can't believe this whole thing. Like, she fleeced me because I thought it was like $20K, and I thought, figured this is in my own head. I'm like, he must be paying it back because she's still here. Everything must be cool, but obviously it wasn't.
What made you think of $20K, man, by the way?
I just heard someone told me that once in the beginning. Like, he took $22K, and I was like, oh, well, you know, that's bad, but fucking $141,000 or $241,000. Holy shit!
Colton, what was the number?
I mean, that's our money. That's the money I gave to you guys. You, everyone sitting right there.
Well, yeah, that's what everyone. I mean, everyone gives to the show, whether it's Hierarchy 65, Brian from Philly, Susan Poitras. It's for everybody. It's mainly for Bubba. I mean, let's just be honest. It's mainly for Bubba.
It's for the operation.
But, correct. But they know that Bubba will spread it around. Bubba is not
the machine.
Correct. Bubba's not taking 99.9% of it, and then you know, throwing off some schmeckles for us or whatever they say. But I mean, you know, and Bubba's talked about the bonus program, and people have put in from Mike Thurman. Like I said, all the great contributors, the Bubba Light, they all say, like, hey, you know, this is for Lovey and the Goats or, you know, Colton's back. And Bubba knows that, and that Bubba, you know, is fair to everyone that works there.
Hey, good point, too, in chat here from Eat More Coleslaw. David Hernandez's mom's credit card, the late, great David Hernandez. I mean, that was peak donation time for David, was what, 2020?
R.I.P. David Hernandez.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yes.
I don't know.
I don't know. But we appreciate everything you do, Brian from Philly.
Yeah, but that Blitz needs to have his ass kicked and needs to be thrown in jail, man. He needs a fucking ass kicking.
Does he need a good old Philly ass kicking?
Yeah, he does.
Bring him up there.
I'm shocked. All right, guys.
Thank you, Brian, for Philly.
And you see, I think Bubba mentioned that this week about, he's like, okay, well, what do I do? And he was just kind of talking out loud, and he was kind of weighing out his options. Do I prosecute Blitz and go forward with it? Do I not? And I know Bubba's mentioned, he's like, well, I'm not that he was scared, but I think he's just concerned with what Blitz can do and what his capabilities are, right? Bubba's mentioned things like that. So people are wondering, well, is he going to prosecute? Is he not? I think Bubba still is unsure at this point. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. No, you can hear it in the recording. You know, we're actually going to have that podcast come out on YouTube. But if you want to go back and listen to Monday's podcast, Bubba breaks down the audio of him and Blitz, that confrontation in the green room. And that's one of the things that he says is like, you know, if I press charges, it's going to ruin your life. It's going to take away all of your shit that you love, your guns, your, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, you're going to be a felon, and it's going to make it a lot harder for you to do shit. And Bubba, you know, he said before that like Blitz is dead to him now, but that was still a friendship of 20 years. You know, Blitz was still around for a long-ass time, and I'm sure that Bubba's really conflicted about it, as he has said on the air.
You can tell he is, just because, I mean, even when Bubba's talking about it now, he keeps saying, you know, how would my friend, like, motherfucker, he's not your friend anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is that it's hard to just look past that, I guess, if you're Bubba.
Yeah, it's not. He's not your friend anymore. Someone that's doing that to you is not your friend.
Well, let's go to the man that can spit out the words better than all of us. 641.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, friend of the quad?
How's it going today?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, you know what? I was just thinking, though, because doesn't Bubba have 5 years to do that, to prosecute him?
I think it's, 3 or 5 years, yeah.
I think 3 years. So he's got 2 years left.
So what I'm afraid of is, so what happens after the statute of limitations is up and he still fucks with him?
Well, Brandon Laquada, you bring a very interesting question up. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Bubba's, I mean, obviously Bubba's probably thought about that, but great question. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, do you think that Blitz would do that, or do you think that... I mean, shit. It's a great question, Brendan. The quad.
Well, I'm really excited about this, but Logan, remember, he fucked up the wheelchair too. But I had to buy batteries for that because Blitz fucked it up.
Yeah, so that, we should add that on right there, Brandon. Thank you. Yeah, so Blitz left the wheelchair plugged in too long and burned all the batteries out. You are correct. So I guess I'll let Bubba know to throw that bad boy.
Son of a bitch.
I'll throw that bad boy on to his.
Brandon, what's the price of that wheelchair?
It's fucking $18,000.
All right, so we're at 218. Yeah. What's our total now?
Can you do the math,
we're
Colin?
We're pushing 300.
Colin, do the math.
We're at $298,000.
Brandon, I got to tell you something,
yeah,
too, buddy.
Yeah, welcome back, Colton. And thank you for the sandwich. Thank you for the boar heads. Publix.
Oh, yes, sir. If you go to Publix, always get boar's head. That's a given.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, even though Publix technically buys from the same plant. But you could pay the dollar extra and get that. But yeah, that's
motherfucker,
great.
They weren't going to the plant. They were going to Publix.
Motherfucker.
Sure. No, I'm talking about Publix's deli meat is the same as boar heads. They buy it from the same place. But Brandon, you know what? We'll let the cat out of the bag. I mean, listen, that first time we were going to get you a prostitute, mate, Blitz stole the money. I mean, let's just put it out there. That's the reason you didn't get the prostitute, Brandon. I'm just joking, but
he told her not to come.
He wanted you to dress up and take one for the team.
Exactly, Mike Thurman, 1999 Super Track, crippled in Iowa. Yes, but yeah, that's the real reason. I'm sorry, Brandon. And, you know, that's why I was trying to get drunk that night.
Yeah, and I have one more question. So actually, he fucked over twice because Bubba was paying him, but twice he was stealing from him. So he like stole $300,000 away from him, basically.
Yeah, you are correct, Brandon. Brandon, the math quad too. $300,000 now is the correct one.
Yeah, he was indeed the highest paid employee here by a handsome amount.
He was stealing the most.
He was the highest paid employee even over Bubba at that point.
Yeah.
So thank you, Brandon. You're spitting facts, as Ashley says.
Yeah. Motherfucker, I just want to punch that guy with my cobra.
Motherfucker.
I would love to see you to fucking karate chop him, Brandon. I would love to see that.
All right, guys. I love you guys.
All right, man.
Love you, BTQ.
Bye. See
you. You don't hear a lot of motherfuckers from BTQ.
Usually it's happiness because he's like jerking off or something. But
or he won an 85-cent bet.
Exactly. Well, he did win, what, $1.32, I think, on the
UFL. On a 10-cent bet. Yeah. So imagine if you put $10 down. He'd be able to buy a new chair.
941. Phone lines are
packed. How do I follow a cobra punch?
Whoa! Iggy McGillicuddy, Hall of Famer.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
You know, so here's the thing. Maybe one of the people that have already called in, I'm not going to name anybody's name, but it was difficult for that person to tell me that this actually was going on, that this actually went on. I didn't hear it from Bubba right away. I heard it from one of our good friends, Lummy, you know that. It was difficult for him to tell me because he knew how close Blitz and I actually were. Like, we didn't hang out together, but we talked on the phone a lot. We text a lot. Like, those details about Rachel, Reagan, if you will. I got a lot of those details. I'm not going to tell tales. I don't do that. But I'm going to tell you, there was a little bit more than even everybody thinks about. And this is coming right from the horse's mouth, or the horse's boyfriend. Oops. So that's definitely a real thing. And it definitely is something that did happen. And for people to say that Anna didn't know this was going on, I just can't buy that, man. I just never in my life will I ever buy that bullshit line, because there's no way that, like I said, when I was there Wednesday, if you move the garbage can in the back of the studio, she'd be like, why'd you do that?
Yep.
Of course. You were so nosy. No.
And the fact of the matter, she didn't even hide it when she was on the show, too, which is used to piss me off, too. She'd always be nosy about everything else, and it'd be like, hey, bitch, why don't you go fucking investigate someone else?
Like, that's what Bellagio was saying there. You know, that's, she questioned everything, always, constantly. You know, and it was even the dumbest shit. That's my point, you know, and it's frustrating. Like Brian, Brian from Philly said, you know, we all contributed to the show for the show to keep the show going, not to keep your fucking banana hangers on your bananas not fucking turning brown, motherfucker. Not from for you to jack up your fucking four wheeler. So yeah, we're pissed off about it. So those of us that knew from pretty much, you know, maybe not as early as Lummy knew. But knew early on, we're pretty angry about it. And, you know, there's no two ways about it. It's hard to hide that, right? So even in any sort of situation, right, you know, baseball games, whatever, and she wants to come up and hug you, it's like, get the fuck off of me. But you kind of got to put on a face, right? Because that's what's best for the show.
Of course.
That's pretty much it.
And Bubby was happy,
so. Glad to see you there, buddy. I'm glad you guys are doing this Friday thing, and hope it gets a lot of listener, a lot of likes, follows, all that jazz that makes you guys money.
Thank
so
you,
that's
Iggy.
It. I'm gonna snipe myself later.
See
you.
Thank you,
see
Iggy.
I mean, thank listen, you. Good
we,
to hear from you.
We got the great Colton back, so I mean, our numbers are going to be just absolutely blowing up out. You know, bigger than TLC ever did.
Yeah, I don't blame him. By the way, Reagan was gorgeous.
Jesus, nice.
Oh no,
too.
Yeah, we're not like you know. What am I trying to say here? No, like, hard feelings or anything towards Reagan. This is all directed towards Blitz and Anna.
Oh, yeah, just investigating a lead, you know? I mean, Lummy investigates up there. Look at that, case closed.
Case closed. Is that what behind me is?
No, so, I was just...
Oh, shit, I thought there was a picture.
You're good.
941. 972. Jesus. 972?
Lummy.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, John Paul Dallas.
What's up, John Paul?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude? No, seriously, I tweeted you before, and, and I'm sitting there going, where did she get her balls for sitting there shitting on you for, you know, she's like, Lummy didn't invite me to this, and Lummy didn't invite me to that, and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the egg was on her fucking face.
Yes, you were one of the people, I think you were actually on the YouTube comments too, sticking up for me, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, the birthday thing, I watched it back, it's 18 minutes, it's on our YouTube, check it out. I could not say anything, I made up some excuse, but, I mean, to be honest, yeah, it was a point to make me look bad, because Rhett was at the party, Colton was there too, and I remember Rhett, I thought about this after I was listening. And I'll be honest, Rhett, when we were going to post it to Instagram or go live, and he's like, well, what about Anna? And I believe I told you, Rhett, I don't give a fuck. She knows why she's not here. What's she going to do, fucking call me out? And she called me out.
How hard was it for you not to call her back on and say, motherfucker, this is why?
Well, if you watch me, I'm literally trying to think in my head what I'm supposed to say. Because
your boyfriend stole $28,000.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, why?
And it's a shame because you really came out looking like the dick at the end of that
conversation. Exactly.
Like, I know that there were a lot of people that took your side. And I know common sense for a lot of people is like, hey, if I invite you to stuff and you don't come, that I'm not going to invite you.
That's why I pulled out my ass on that one.
But clearly, everyone involved in that argument
knew. She sat there. She called you out to the carpet.
Right.
She sat there and went,
yeah. I made you a cake. Yeah, cake of ingredients that you fucking took from Bubba, probably.
Not yeah,
you,
no shit. Bubba bought the cake. You made it, bitch.
Yeah. And trust me, Red will know. I was a little intoxicated at that point. It's my fucking birthday. I'm about to go down and do some shots. We were doing fucking...
We were coming off of the water slide.
Yeah, we were coming off the water slide. And Red's like, should I send it to Anna for Instagram?
I was so sore that day, too.
And I
that
literally was like, yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. She knows why she wasn't invited. What am I going to do? Invite Blitz over here for my fucking birthday? Are you kidding me? Well, she's not going to say anything.
Yeah, love me, you asshole.
Yeah. And then literally, I remember sitting there when I got the card and we're about to do the cake. And then she's like, I want to say something. I'm like, there's no way.
You're like, no fucking way.
There's no way she's going to fucking call me out. And then she did. I go, I'm in my head going, are you fucking kidding me right now? If you watch that video, you can see I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how am I supposed to fucking answer this? And I'm coming up my head and I start stuttering because I'm like, I really want to say something, but I think Bubba's going to get mad. I can't say anything. I'm like, now she's crying? Are you kidding me? You baked me a cake?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like, man, and by the way, then I had to, at the end of the video, if you watch, I had to blow out the cake from her, and I had to be like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't invite you. It's like, because I see everyone in chat's like, yeah, Lummy, you're a dick. Lummy, you're an asshole. Why didn't you invite
her? Yeah,
like,
Lummy, you're a motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're
a piece
dude.
Of shit. Yeah, you flaunted it. You just don't like her. I'm like... And she said, you know, you're so nice to everybody, but then you don't do this to me. You know, I thought you were a cool guy. I'm like, what? If you're playing this off like I'm the fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Colton invited. I'm glad we put it up there.
Bubba played that thing, and I didn't hear it the day before, but it was like that 12 Days of Christmas thing. Mm-hmm. But it was like everyone was like, something for Anna, better than that for Anna.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
DJ deck for Anna, new iPhone for Anna, new laptop for Anna.
Right?
Royalty rings. Yeah.
That was a good one.
But yeah. What gets me is that she had the fucking gall to sit there and go, well, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm upstanding and I'm this and that. And meanwhile, fucking she's got a fucking iPhone right there in our camera that people have paid for. And like, really?
Well, she like, bought it.
That right. was stolen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No,
just wanted to say that.
Thank you, John Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't emphasize it enough.
See
to
man.
Me,
thank
yeah,
you, John Paul.
Like, he did Bubba wrong. Of course, yes, we all know that. But like, he really fucked the Bubba Army. Like, truly, y'all were giving, you know, towards a goal or towards, you know, towards an operation, and that's not where it was going. Like, he really fucked the Bubba Army. He did.
Yes, and let's go to next caller, 413.
Mama's Rat and Cold Time is Joe the Supermarket.
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
How's it going?
I just want to give my props to Colton. Obviously, on behalf of the entire Bubba Army, we've all said it. Welcome back. You're killing it. But one thing that he did that nobody else knows that he did, and it was just amazing. I had seen it active on Instagram one night, so I just said hi. He called me up, video called me up live with only 8% left on his phone. It took me around Bubba Raceway Park, around the Nash camp. And it was just absolutely so phenomenal. It melted my heart. I couldn't believe that one human would do something so amazing for another human. I felt like I was there. It was just so cool.
Brain Farm Johns Island, 1999 Super Chat and the snipe. I'm sorry, Joe, but that was a cool fact.
Joe, you got sniped, but I appreciate you and getting that in there for me, yeah, making me look good.
Ned's his Herbie's too, $20 on the snipe.
But yeah. He's not lying. I am a man of the people. If I can ever help anybody, I will. I know Joe's laying there on the deathbed. He wants to get out and about. So I did a little FaceTime with him real quick, a little two-minute FaceTime.
Well, you're the man, Colton.
Man of the people.
843.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Frank Costanza for the airing of the grievances.
Hey, look, it's Carlos Mandingo, the parody guy.
Hey, guys, the almost former parody, because every time Darky sends one in, he's like, what happened to those other two guys? I mean, did they give up?
Dark Match Steve is absolutely, he's killing you guys.
He's on fire. He's a wonder boy, and he's a little bit of an F-boy, and I'm proud of him. And, you know, I want nothing but the best parodies for everybody. So, no, I'm not going anywhere, Bubba. Don't you worry. But we're airing the grievances. Do you guys remember, you know, I would make songs that made fun of Anna from time to time or talk about horse teeth. And, you know, you guys have all been open to, yes, parody me. It's fine. We're friends. Let me, you had the biggest target on your back since 21, and you let me do it. And
of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We were gobbing out.
Yeah, let me
go. We had a great
gob
time.
Out.
Yeah,
when I made fun of Anna, what the listeners may not know is one time, Blitz got a little mouthy with me in chat back when we were just Twitch only. And he goes, all right, Carlos, take this. And he banned me in chat for like, and that was the only place we could chat back then. I was banned for like 2 months. I had to text Dr. Diaco after he saved my butt from COVID to try to get me back in there. Like Blitz, if anybody made fun of Anna, he would just like, he would go Blitz on him. And I feel like they just kind of fed into each other, making each other feel like we're the smartest people anywhere. We're the smartest people on the show. I remember one time Anna even talked about, I know somebody that switches labels to get their meat at like a dollar. It's like a $30 steak. Do you guys remember her?
Well, that was
that
also the organic apples.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
at the self-checkout.
It's expensive,
yeah.
But I never liked a thief. And listening to the Blitz tapes in the green room, the dude, it sounded like he was just justifying it all. Like, oh, yeah, Bubba, don't worry. You know, it was just like, what do you call it, a habitual liar?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much in the Bubba Light 999 Super Chat. Thank
if people
you,
haven't
Light.
Heard that tape, you got it. What you said, Brett, on Monday's podcast?
Yeah, on Monday's podcast, Bubba breaks it down, and then I got to ask Bubba, but we may or may not release the audio, like all of it,
okay.
the full uncut. It's almost
oh,
an
I
hour.
Would love, like,
yeah, that's
yeah, if
huge.
You guys ever like to sit down and listen to a homicide detective get to break, you know, a killer story down and get them to confess, that's kind of what was happening in there
for sure.
Granted, Bubba's not the best investigator,
but Tom
I would
Bean's
love
good.
To hear the
Tom, Tom Bean played it off like he was just you know, hey, we're just trying to be friendly here, you know. I think
which
deep down inside
that's the smart
Tom
way
Bean's
you give him enough rope to hang himself. Bubba kept interrupting him, but that's okay. He was pissed. He's been betrayed by his best friend in 20 years, and so I feel for everything y'all are going through. I bit my tongue. I know what's going on. I apologize that I don't have 10 parodies in this year. They'll come soon. just been slammed with work, guys. You know how it is. Everything costs more. I own my own business, so I've just been having to hustle. But Colton, I'm so excited you're back. I'm so excited that Rhett, every time you chime in, you're a really smart dude. I like it when you're on the mic. And Lummy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Lummy. I love you too. That. Yes. Long hair. Yeah, long
thanks,
hair
guys. Great show. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
Thank you, Carlos. So at least see when Carlos and even John from Naples, who was in chat earlier, listen, with parody guys, I all reached out, I talked to them, and listen, times are tough, you know, the economy sucks dick. I mean, the only one probably benefiting here is Colton, because he already had this whole plan like 10 years ago on how to scheme every restaurant, you know, with free coupons and knowing every little fucking thing that's going on. But
I play within the rules. I'm not stealing nothing. I play within the rules.
I didn't say you were stealing anything. Okay. I was just saying you had the coupon game down. You had the free this.
You know what pisses
that.
Me off too is I used to always buy gift cards 50 cents on the dollar, and Blitz never called me.
He didn't want to sell you any of his gift cards. And no, everybody, I did not get paid. I did not get paid in rent with gift cards. I would have found that very shady and probably not accepted them at that point.
You want to know the most flim-flam and cash. Shameful thing I think I've ever done, and I wouldn't consider this stealing. I wasn't stealing from anyone. I would consider it a victimless crime. But for a while back in like 2020 during the pandemic, man, I used to get a bunch of free food from Uber Eats and DoorDash.
How?
Because you file those complaints and you basically just say, hey, my food was fucked up. I would never put it on the driver, ever. I would always give the driver. I
so
wouldn't
the food's
fuck with
cold
their
or some shit.
Yeah, I would never fuck with their tips. I wouldn't take away tips or anything like that. But I would usually put in a complaint that, like, my food was wrong, the quality was bad, and it was cold. And they'll usually give you over 50% what you paid. So you end up getting, like, Uber Eats delivery tip for, like, $7-$8.
Real quick.
They make you take pictures now. But even if you say it's bad quality, just fucking punch your sandwich or something and then take a picture.
Punch your sandwich?
I've actually never ordered Uber Eats or whatever the hell the other one's called in my life.
Well, you haven't ordered
DoorDash.
It, but other people have ordered it for you.
No.
Back in the day, motherfucker, I used to
like
order that
I'm
shit when you come over
yeah.
to the restaurant, come over to the house, the Bubba Light, $9.99 Superdry. I used to literally order that shit all the time when Tuttle lived with me.
So Tuttle lived with you? I wasn't there.
Yes, you were. You were always on the front fucking
listen,
porch.
Don't make it a habit. Dude, it's so fucking overpriced. That's the only reason I started doing it. Because, you know, at that time, around that same time, there were a lot of people doing the PPP scam, and I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to get free food.
All right, this was pre-COVID. This was when I was actually making a lot of money and doing pretty well. And Colton and Tuttle would come over, and I was drinking, and I'm like, I don't want to go get something. And then Colton is fucking high as a billy goat out front,
Chick-fil-A.
Fucking passed out with Pitbull. And Tuttle was so drugged up playing Minecraft that he couldn't do anything. And I was like, hey, let's just get some fucking food. And Colton's like, yeah. So, I mean, we would order food all the time. I'd get pizza. We'd sit there. You know, you didn't order it, but I ordered it because I knew that you knew at that time, but I was making a little bit more money. You didn't give two shits about, you know, taking that off of me. You wouldn't order it because
you're
$5.
Ordering for us. I'll take it.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. You liked
this
that whole process
back then. This is
before
you went to the casino every night.
Yeah, 94 and getting calls saying, where are you? Zit 904 from Tuttle.
Lummy.
What's up, buddy?
It's Sicilian Redneck. How y'all doing?
What's up, Sicilian Redneck?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Colton, good to have you on here, man.
Thank you.
Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in. I don't ever call too much, but I needed to get this off my chest. I can't believe all this that has happened, and I respect all you guys. I love every one of you. I thank you for what you do every day, and I feel like I've been betrayed because I'm pretty good judge of character, but I always respected Aunt Anna. I know she was a little different, but, you know, I just can't believe, and you can kind of tell in the last 4 months of the way she had this cockiness about her and got kind of mouthy, and to be honest with you, it reminded me when I started thinking of when Blitz was on the show, you know, he'd always sit back and have this cockiness, you know, about him, this air about him. And to know now what he was doing while all that was going on, just, you know, he's a bigger dick in my eyes than what it even sounds like, man. I feel for you guys. I feel like, you know, the Bubba Army's been betrayed too. And, you know, I had to weed out all the junk and, Y'all are as great as ever, man. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Sicilian. Are you coming down to the Tarpons game?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I knew the August. It's August 24th, and was there a June 8th date also?
Yeah, June 8th, or? Yeah. And August 24th might have to get changed. I talked to Bubba, but they're checking because they're waiting for Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, in case there's a conflict right, with cool. that. But, yeah, June 8th is the first one.
That was a great time last time. I'm looking forward to maybe we'll try to get it done and see
you. Hope you can come down. You're breaking up a little bit. Dan The Rock, 1999 Super Chat.
I mean,
this is probably going to be our last call, but what do you got, Colton?
I'm going to say he's right because I'm going to be honest. Blitz had me fooled too. I thought he was a good dude. I thought he was solid. I think Iggy weighed in earlier this show talking about him and Blitz. We used to talk on the phone, and he thought he was kind of a good dude and solid.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us did.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Blitz is the only reason I came back. Not the only reason, but he's the main reason.
I talked to you.
No,
about it.
Fuck out of here. But I mean,
I talked to you.
You did. You did. No, I'm just saying. Don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. He was, I would say, the catalyst for me coming back. He was the first person to message me, basically say like, "Hey, this new video guy that we have is kind of an R. Do you want to come back and work?"
Who was it?
I can't say.
Action Jackson. Yeah, I'll say it because you know what? I started talking to Blitz about it. I'm like, this guy's a fucking idiot. And I text you and said, "Hey, man, how you doing? What do you want? You know, would you be interested in coming back?" And then
at that point, I don't think I was. At that point,
yeah, I know you said you're good. You're happy where you're at. You don't think you can come back. And then I remember even I talked to Blitz all the time, and I was like, "We really need him back, man. Blitz was like, "I'm going to see what I can do. You know, we can get a little bit more money for you. Maybe, you know, maybe that was the time that Blitz, you know, instead of taking 50%, took 40%. A little bit more money left in the old bank account at that point. So I'm glad that maybe, you know, I'm more than happy you're back. So, I mean, I guess it's a positive that you came back just for him.
I didn't come back just for him. He was my main point of contact when I was coming back. He was the one who had reached out to me and basically said, like, "Hey, we can give you full time. We can, you know, give you a nice pay raise," which was awesome compared to the first time I was working here. And one of the things that I was trying to negotiate with him was doing it remote. And he's like, "No, there's zero
chance.
That ain't
happening." I used to try to do that too. Yeah. Like, "Yeah, I'm on a BAR. I'll come in, you know, like 8:39. It worked for a little bit. And then finally, "No, I need to be here at 6 a.m. every morning." Yeah. Fuck.
Tony and Chloe, great listeners from back in the day. Delivered them a bunch of Fast Fresh Seafood. They just said, "Guess got here to chat. What's the story? What happened?" Tony and Chloe, it's a long story. You can go back and listen to Monday's show. That whole
it's
show.
It's a must. It's an absolute must. You're going to hear when Bubba questioned Blitz, you know, in the green room and stuff, like, are on the video cameras and stuff. It is an absolute must to go hear that show.
Yeah, put it pretty much this way. Tony and Chloe for the Reader's Digest, Blitz stole $280,000 and Anna put in a job for a competition, and she quit.
Hey, I know we got one more call.
Yeah.
But I do want to address something. Maybe we can do it after the call. But there was someone that said that Anna was reaching out and had contacted them last week.
Okay, if you think you're... Okay, let's just... 972.
Hold on, I think he's going somewhere with this.
Yeah, I was going somewhere, but he's going to bury it. We'll do it here in a minute.
Why is he burying
after the phone call?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
This is for Colton. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Hello. Colton. My name is John Paul, and I'm working in Dallas. And guess what? I'm starting my job at Chick-fil-A. So tell me, I'm going to be working back at the house. So do you have any tips?
I mean, not
for
on the working
guy that's
side.
Going to be working back at the house.
Yeah, I don't have any tips on the working side. I have my tips, which is like, you know, I order my breakfast filet at 10:29, pick it up later in the day because it's cheaper than a lunch filet. Blah blah blah. But as far as working there, no, I never worked there. I don't know have any back of the house tips.
No, I don't mean working there. I'm just like give me some tips to you know, like for.
Yeah, we had John Paul already called earlier. So,
I thought so.
What were you going with there, Rhett?
Well, there's a certain video stealer who said that Anna had sent him a text last Friday, and I think you and I talked about it. We both kind of think he's full of shit.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Hold on, I'm lost here.
Okay, well, here.
Are we trying to make it where I'm lost on purpose? Is that what's going on here?
No, I didn't know if you were up to speed or not, if you had been watching the internet, what people are saying maybe in the chat rooms or on the forums or other podcasts or things like that. I just figured this would be the forum where we can...
Another thief that used to work here, Colton.
Yep. Following.
Okay. Supposedly said that Anna text, which is just stupid as fucking
I
thing.
Don't think so.
No shit, Sherlock.
Did those two ever work together?
No, they never met each other.
They ever met.
It makes no fucking sense.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think
Why would they push the topic? That makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. And people believing that shit, they're just trying to have people go watch their shit.
Yeah, it sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, people text me and like I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Good. Okay, great. I don't give two shits.
I just wanted to get Lemmy worked up to wrap up the show. That's all.
Yeah, thank you. We have the repack right
after
too.
Should be a good send off. Get you in a good mood for the repack.
But what a week it's been with Blitz leaving on. Or sorry, Blitz information coming out. Anna leaving. Rhett and Macho dropping fucking curse words left and right on the main show. It's
Colin's
just been
back
a
on
week.
The. Colin's back on this show now. I mean, holy shit! What is going on here? I mean, this is a new day in fucking Bubba Radio Network. A
lot of changes.
Tuttle and Colton are coming back to a podcast. You got Tara and Seth doing a podcast now. Operation Pigmentation. Everyone loves that podcast. Go check that out. Gary Cantrell, the Gary Cantrell, and Seth are doing a wrestling podcast. And we finally, after multiple years, I've finally been able to break through with this weekly wrap-up show. And we're on a podcast too, and we got Tig's Bits, that's going to be doing a podcast for us, I believe. I mean, the show has just grown immensely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I think it's a huge influx of talent all at one time between exclusive programming on the podcasting, and of course, you and I doing more shows. We got Colton in the fold. I'm super happy to have Colton here. The Bubba Army, super happy to have Colton here. So I think it's just an exciting time. There's literally something for everyone to listen to.
Oh yeah, and it is exciting to see where we are going to go. And you know what? We're gonna do the repack.
We are.
Because I gotta go to Leesburg. I gotta get up to Leesburg by 4 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Bubba Army. Thank you, Lemmy and Rhett. I'm glad to be back. I look forward to doing this wrap up show weekly from here on out. And maybe we can get, morph this into something a little stronger, you know, have some clips pulled, have some more callers. I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this can go.
And if you're in the Leesburg area this weekend, there's a bike fest. Shannon Burke is going to be broadcasting live from there later this afternoon. I'll be there at 4 o'clock making some announcements on stage. They got Low Cash. Tomorrow is Sugar Ray. And Sunday, I don't know.
I'll be there tomorrow.
But Colton will be there tomorrow. I'm sure he'll be decked out in Bubba Army gear with stickers and his business cards and ducks and everything. You got business cards, right?
Yeah, with a label maker over top.
No, I'm not going to do that, Xerxes69. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in on our first weekly wrap-up. We will be back next week. We will do it wasn't technically our fault. That we weren't on at 10:20, 10:25, because Colin made sure to let us know that we need to be on time. But I think he realized it was not our fault.
Hopefully we flowed well enough today for him.
Hopefully we did too. Hopefully we didn't have too many dead air spots. We were not relaxed. We were up on
it. Keep it tight.
And go to Bubba Army Shop, Bubba Army Merch, BubbaArmyStore.com. Bubba has got a lot of new things coming up, and Bubba Army Alpha is going to be up, I think, in 2 weeks. And also, you got... about 6 minutes to get into the Bubba Army repack if you want to. We're going to have a lot of good stuff. Or just check it out. We're going to be going live on YouTube here at 12 o'clock and shooting through that. So thank you, Colton. Thank you, Rhett.
Thank you.
I can't wait till next week. I think we're going to have a really fun show, a really awesome show, a really cool show. So thank you so much, Bubba Army. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. The Bubba the Love Sponge Show returns. See ya.
Glad to be back, baby.